The Trump administration plans to launch its nationwide ICE raids across the country Sunday. The raids will include collateral deportations, meaning authorities might also detain immigrants who were not targeted by ICE but were on the scene at the time of a raid. The White House says it plans to deport thousands of migrants over the multiple-day operation. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bill Hing, professor of immigration law and policy at the University of San Francisco. Thank you very much for talking to us today. So let's talk about legal rights. If immigration knocks at your door, do you have to answer?
No, you don't, Rebecca. Good morning. Just like anyone who's a resident of the United States, you have the right to remain silent. So you certainly have the right to ask someone for their identification. And beyond that, you can ask for a warrant. If you'd like to, you have a right to ask for a warrant. And if they don't have a warrant, you can say, well, I don't want to talk to you.
All right. Can they arrest you? Can they sweep you up right then and there?
Absolutely not. There's no basis for an arrest of somebody that ICE encounters who they actually don't know who the person is. And so unless someone begins to flee or runs and hides, there's no basis for an ICE agent to arrest anyone who does not admit that they are undocumented in the United States.
All right. So as an employer, do you have to allow entry?
That employer does not have to allow entry unless, again, the ICE agent has a warrant that is signed by a federal judge. Oftentimes, ICE agents show up at the door at the employment or at home with something that is labeled an administrative warrant at the top. That doesn't count. It actually has to be a federal judge warrant that's signed by a United States district court judge or a federal magistrate judge before an employer or a resident must allow the person onto the premises.
And I suppose employers worry that they'll be in trouble somehow if they are, you know, if they have undocumented workers on the premises.
Well, there's another avenue that ICE often uses. If they suspect that an employer is hiring undocumented workers, they do have the right to give 3 days notice to the employer to inspect the employment records, because as your listeners know, when you apply for a job in the United States, you have to fill out an I-9 form that verifies that you're lawfully able to work here. ICE does have the authority, again, with 3 days notice to any employer, to inspect all those I-9 forms to see if everyone has submitted the proper forms.
All right, so what legal rights does a person have if they do get swept up in one of these raids? Are you under arrest if you are swept up?
Yes, you are in custody. You're not free to leave. You have a right to an attorney, but not at government expense. And that's why in the Bay Area, there's a rapid response network of attorneys, pro bono and legal services attorneys that will represent folks that are swept up. But you have a right to a deportation hearing. And as I said, you have a right to an attorney. We believe that some of the folks that they're targeting on this list of 2,000 nationwide are people that did not show up at their deportation hearings. And people don't show up for many reasons. Often, we've represented people who didn't get notice of their hearing. And if that's the case, then the person has a right to reopen their hearing and then have a regular hearing in front of an immigration judge.
What about people where the parents are undocumented, but the children are citizens, where children were born here?
Well, every day, Rebecca, unfortunately, the United States deports parents who are undocumented, even though they have U.S. citizen children. Now, again, those parents have a right to a hearing. And if they've lived here for more than 10 years, they can apply for something called cancellation of removal. The big burden is to show that there's very extreme and extraordinary hardship on their children if the parents are deported. It's a tough case, but there is a basis for applying for relief if you've lived here for 10 years in an undocumented status. And again, most of them are recent people who have been coming in. They've been fleeing violence, and so that's a possible another avenue is applying for asylum based on fleeing violence.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. That's Bill Hing, professor of immigration law and policy at the University of San Francisco.